Uplifts speakers now. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Now today is Pancake Tuesday. Favorite? Do you know what? I was going to ask you. What's your favorite pancake topping? Brian doesn't like pancakes.
Well, do you know what I do? Harping back to the yonder year.
Okay,
yonder year,
yes,
darling.
Way
the,
back
80s,
when.
The 80s. I would say the traditional pancake made at home in the frying pan that Mammy put everything in the frying pan.
Yeah.
And I would say the squeezy lemon from the little plastic thing and sugar.
Classic.
Tradition.
Nothing that, like, it, you literally cannot go wrong with that whatsoever. And I'm sure a lot of people listening as well this morning would agree with you in saying that that is theirs. I'm more of a chocolate kind of Biscoff gal. I've got a very sweet tooth. But some people like to put very unusual things on their pancakes.
Okay, what do you call unusual?
Just the non-traditional, like, as in not lemon and sugar.
Okay.
Nutella or Biscoff or anything like that.
Okay.
Fruit and things, no, out
okay.
the window. Let me give you a selection of what some people are putting on their pancakes.
And these are the unusual bits?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are very unusual. One thing, ketchup.
Now, I love...
You love ketchup, and that's why I brought this to you, because I want to see how you react.
I would put ketchup on a spice bag. Like, I put ketchup on everything.
Oh, no.
Not on a pancake.
Oh, no. Yeah, condiments are a big one. I think last week as well, there was something, obviously, in the lead up to Pancake Tuesday today about curry sauce, garlic mayonnaise...
On a pancake?
Normal mayonnaise on a pancake.
God, no.
Any kind of condiment, absolutely not. Barbecue sauce is another one on this list, too. Sardines.
Get out of here. That's disgusting. The smell. My dad eats them from a tin. The smell of them.
Stop.
I know.
That's
Jerry, stop.
Food. I'm
stop,
sorry.
Jerry.
No. Mashed potatoes.
I love a potato. I love a carb.
Love.
No.
Now, what I will say is, because I think you've only realised this morning that savoury pancakes are a thing as well.
I was unaware. I always thought it was a sweet treat.
Yeah. So if you think about it, potatoes and a pancake, like, you can get
dip
potato
it in ketchup.
Pancakes, that's a thing.
Dip it in ketchup, I see the appeal, but no.
That one isn't the weirdest of them. Olives and pickles.
Oh, God.
Who is actually putting these on for enjoyment? I feel like you're on, like, I'm a celebrity and you're doing a bush tucker trial.
Or perhaps pregnancy and you're having cravings.
Maybe it's that as well. Jalapenos, another one.
No.
Hummus.
I do love hummus.
Hummus, I can actually get on board with. Because if you think of breadsticks, they are quite a plain... neutral food like pancakes are.
You could roll your pancake and dip.
You could roll it and dip, exactly.
Hummus I would do, okay.
I think this is one of the worst ones, to be honest with you, and it's just a normal food. Baked beans.
No, I love baked beans. I fry my beans, though. Would I... Only if there were Heinz beans.
Of course.
Then I would.
There you go. There's one here. Fig and grilled chicken.
Fig?
Fig.
Oh no, I know you got fig rolled the biscuits. No, not in chicken, no.
Yeah, I don't think there's any on that list.
What are the good ones? Are there
to.
Good toppings?
Yeah, of course.
Hit us with those.
Maple syrup and crispy bacon. That is my number one pancake topping.
Okay. if say you're away in America.
Uh-huh.
No, I would, and Arthur would always order pancakes. I'd pick at that.
You'd pick at the toppings,
with
wouldn't
the
you?
Maple syrup and the bacon on a pancake. That'd be nice as a treat.
That would be lovely. Strawberry jam and cream cheese, melted brie and cranberry sauce.
Bit
I
Christmassy.
Actually quite like that. Very Christmassy, isn't it? Apple slices and cheddar cheese.
No.
I could have that. Blueberries and feta cheese. There's a lot of people putting cheese on their pancakes. Interesting. Very interesting.
Let's just
times.
Keep it to chocolate and sugar and lemon juice.
Yeah.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Are you hungry for some luxury?
Always.
I have you covered. Ever dreamed of flying an ultimate luxury, Leanne? Well, Singapore Airlines just took first class travel to a whole new level with its Skyroom suite, named the best first class airline suite for 2025 by Airline Ratings. Have you ever flown first class?
Oh, never.
Have you ever flown business class?
Never.
Have you ever flown premium economy?
No.
Oh, Leanne, we have a lot of work to do. Obviously, I'm a lot older than you. Okay, so I've been lucky enough to fly first, to fly business, to fly premium, mm-hmm. and it really is fabulous. Sometimes for work, sometimes I've treated myself.
Yep.
Other times, a little bit of an upgrade. Thank you so much. We'll take that. Remember one time I was flying from LA. So I'm in Virgin Atlantic and I asked how much would it be to upgrade to a first class seat.
Yeah.
And she said to me, on the day, it was only $500.
Okay.
So I'm from premium economy straight to first class.
What's the ranking of them? Like, I'm that so economy, I don't even know.
First class.
Yep.
Business.
Yep.
Premium.
Economy.
And then economy.
Okay.
And sometimes it'd just be economy and then business.
Depending on the airline and the plane, etc.
Yes. Yep. Well, let me tell you, with this Singapore Airlines, for your super, super first class, you get a fully lie-flat bed that is 76 inches long. Are you bringing a measuring tape just to measure
just
it?
In case.
A swivel leather chair for lounging, and you can swivel back and forth and
swinging around.
Annoy the other passengers beside you. A 32-inch high-definition television. Again, I'll be measuring
this. How are they fitting that on a plane?
Hang on. A personal wardrobe.
Why would you need that for on a plane?
And electronic blinds for the ultimate privacy.
Do you know what? The blinds make the most sense to me out of that entire list. Yeah. The ones I would probably use the most.
If you're in a two-seater up the front and you are sitting with that stranger, I always drag that up.
See ya.
Bye. See you in 8 hours. You get access to a spacious bathrooms that even have a sit-down vanity area with light-up mirrors.
I do love a vanity mirror, to be fair.
But I think I'd be just sitting, lying in my seat, relaxing and watching movies.
For something like this as well, you need to make sure that you are on a flight that is at least 10 hours to get maximum out of it.
Valid point.
Yeah.
Anything like San Francisco, LA.
Yes.
You know, Singapore, Australia. Your New York's, your Dubai's are 6-7 hours.
Not worth it.
We don't need to spend the money on that. Now, the dining experience is next level. It's a team of top chefs, Leanne, and you can pre-select your meals for the flight up to 8 days before you fly.
Instead of coming around and being like, chicken or beef?
Yeah.
Chicken or vegetarian? On the spot.
There's lobster here as well.
Of course there is.
Now, let's talk about the main thing.
Uh-huh. Price tag.
As Jessie J was singing, price tag.
Please, I need to know.
We did just play Money Talks, Give Me Your Money. You may need that here. So how much does luxury cost? I'm going to get you to guess. Say you're flying to LA.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the Skyroom Suite, Singapore Airlines. How much do you think? Super first class. I've listed what it has. You can order your food 8 days before. You got a vanity area. You got a swivel chair. Your telly HD is 32 inches. Not that you know what 32, 25 inches
not
looks like.
At all, no.
How much would you pay and play return?
I wouldn't pay as much as I'm going to
guess
it is.
If you could, you won the cash machine.
If I won the cash machine and I could pay for it, I'm going to guess that this costs 15 grand.
All in or each way?
Each way.
So 30,000 euro.
Yeah.
Okay, so Singapore Airlines, they don't actually advertise prices on its website, but reports suggest a one-way ticket can range from $10,000, which is about 8,000 sterling, which is about 8,500 euro maybe, up to $30,000, depending on the route. Now listen, I'm going to try and sell this to you.
Please.
Say, for example, you've come into a bit of money.
Yeah.
However way. This is the ultimate treat. Say, for example, it's 30,000 return.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say it's your honeymoon. Say you're turning 30, you're turning 40. You're shaking your head. I'm trying to sell it. And say you're saving. If you won the cash machine, you and your boyfriend, you win 100 grand. Would you pay 60 grand return for the two of you?
No, I wouldn't, because I would rather put the money towards the holiday I am going on to. That's where I put the money instead of the flight. The flight only lasts a couple of hours, but if I'm in wherever it is, San Fran, LA, for example, for, you know, 10 days, I'd rather spend money on the 10 days than the 10 hours.
Okay, say for example, if your flight all in was like 10 grand return, it's your honeymoon. Would you?
Maybe,
I got you thinking
maybe
now.
Maybe for the once in a lifetime experience. If I did it, I could promise you I'd never do it again. You obviously really think that this is worth the money, do you?
I just think if it's a really, really special occasion. Mm. And also, when you go to the airport or your flight, you can always ask, is there seats available in business or first? If I upgrade now, what's the price? And you can sometimes get a really, really good deal. Or do what I do, just flirt with everyone on board.
Please don't do that.
It works
a treat. Instead, what we'll do is try to win the cash machine.
Nice.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.